Mishnah on that base quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about Sukkah Lamala Me'esim Amo. Is the Sukkah Kshera or Psula? The Chachamim hold it's Psula. And then the Gemara on that base and the base has three Amoraim who want to suggest that perhaps the Chachamim will be Moda in certain cases. That either if the Fonas Magios Laschach, the Sukkah is Kshera, even Lamala Me'esim, or if it's Yosem Me'arba Amas Alaba Amos, or if it's Yosef Mechdei Rosho Verubo Veshulchano. Three different shittas that perhaps the Chachamim Amodah to Rabbi Yehuda that Lamala Me'esim Amah can be Ksheri. So the Gemara asks the Kasha. We're not actually going to get to that Kasha per se. We're only going to get to the beginning of the Kasha. So the Gemara actually asks the Kasha to try to figure out if one of the shittas might be difficult. And it asks the Kasha on these shittas of the Amoraim on Beis and Beis. The Gemara picks up like this. Meisvei. Sukkah shegivol lemalam esim ama psula of Rabbi Yehuda machshir at arba'im hachamishim ama. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa behilni amalka belud shaisa sukkah shegivol me esim ama vayizukenim nechnasim veyotzim l'sham lo om lo dova. Yehuda says, I'll bring you a raya that even lemalam esim ama is ksheira because hilni hamalka had a sukkah in lud taller than 20 amas and the zukenim didn't say anything to her. So doesn't that show you that even lemalam esim ama is ksheira? Amru lo, misham raya. Chachamim responded, what's the raya? Isha ha'isa, p'tura min ha'sukkah. Hilni ha'malka is a woman. A woman is p'tura from ha'sukkah. So of course, they didn't tell her anything. Amru lahem, Rabbi Yehuda responded, v'alo shiva banim havu lo. She had seven sons. V'od kol masel lo asa el al pi chachamim. And also, she always listened to what the chachamim told her. So with the seven sons, she shouldn't have had a sukkah taller than 20 amas unless such a sukkah is ksher. And that's the b'raisa. So, frag the Gemara, lamali lemisni v'okam maseh lo asa el apich hachamim. Why do we need this extra thing? Just say, shiva banim havullah. Obviously, shiva banim havullah means that the banim achayavim b'sukkah, maybe Yisha's term in a sukkah, but sons achayav in a sukkah. So, if they didn't tell her anything about the sukkah, then obviously, lamala me'esim amas is ksher. So, what do you need this extra point that she only did what she did al pich hachamim? Maybe you'll tell me that the banim were not gedolim. The banim gedolim are chayav in the sukkah, but not ketanim. Ketanim p'turim min ha'sukkah. So the Gemara came in the shiva havu ef should lahavi b'luchad shein otzarech leimo. Since there were seven sons, just do the math. It's impossible that one shouldn't be ein otzarech leimo, which is the shear for chinach in sukkah. One of them had to be 8 or 9, 7, 8, 9, somewhere around there, probably 8 or 9. So that cotton shein atzarech leimo, there's a chiyuv midrabbanan to be mechanech. So therefore, that's a raya that the sukkah must be kosher, right? Maybe you'll tell me that no, the banim were ketanim, they weren't gedolim. No, it's impossible that she didn't have one child that's a bar chinuch. And if he's a bar chinuch, then she should have sat in a sukkah that was ksheira. So it must be that even taller than 20 amos is kosher. Maybe you'll tell me what chinuch is only a chiyuv midrabanan. Chanoch lanara pidako. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. So you'll tell me maybe Hilni Hamaka wasn't careful about mitzvahs drabanan. Tashma v'yokol masel lo asa el apich hachamim. She did everything apich hachamim. She's concerned not only about the rices but even about drabanans. Says Dr. Behuda, you see clearly that lamala me'asimala must be ksheira. Because don't tell me that the sons that she had were banu ketanim, since she had seven sons, it's impossible that one of them was not a bar chinuch. The one that's a bar chinuch is a chiyuv midrabanan to be mechanech, so she would have to be mechanech properly. So if the sukkah lemala me'esim am is psula, then she wouldn't be yotzei mitzvah of chinuch. So it doesn't make any sense. The chacham didn't tell her anything. Obviously, they would tell her that you're not doing right. It must be lemala me'esim am is ksheira. This is the back and forth. So to that, the Gemara is going to ask, well, how's this going to work out with all the Amoraim? Then we'll get to that kash, okay? But let's stop for a moment on the Braisa and the give and take that the Gemara has up until this point. And then Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll get to the actual kash of the Gemara. What's clearly Masha from this Gemara? Is a mother mechuyev to be mechanech her kids? B'chori, yes, because the whole kash of the Gemara is built on the fact that Hilni Hamalka had the seven sons, and we're assuming that one of them is a bar chinuch, and there was a chiyev of chinuch. There's no chiyuv of chinuch, then there's no kasha. The Gemara is saying, well, the ishes p'turim in a sukkah, the bonim achayavim b'sukkah. The chitema, maybe they were bonim k'tanim. No, there was definitely one who was a bar chinuch. So what that he's a bar chinuch? But if Hilni Hamalka weren't mechuyeves to be mechanech him, so what's the issue? So it would seem as though from this gemara, a gemara in sukkah on the beis aveh, someone I see in the street is a mother mechuyeves to be mechanech her kids. You could say, well, sukkah on the beis. I don't know what the poskim say, but sukkah on the beis aveh, it sounds like a mother's mechuyeves and chinuch of her child. Tosis Yishonim in Yuma is very troubled with this, because there's some Yishonim that hold that it's not true, that only a father is mechuyev and chinuch of the children. That doesn't mean that it's not the proper thing to do for a mother to help in the chinuch, to help to try to raise the children properly, but the chiyuv midrabbanan to be mechanech, that doesn't apply to women. That's what some Yishonim hold. It doesn't apply to a mother, it only applies to a father. The technical mitzvah midrabbanan of chinuch. Again, it's appropriate for a woman to be involved. Obviously, there are things that a woman can teach her children. Teach her daughters, certainly, but even the sons, there are things that a mother can teach. So it's definitely appropriate. But the mitzvah, the rabbanon, we see that there are kulas for women. That we don't give them all the chiyuvim. So this mitzvah, the rabbanon, of chinuch, might not apply to a mother. If you have the packet, let's look on together. I decided to photocopy this gemara. I don't know if you have it in your shas, a little shas, but we're going to be talking so much about this gemara that I decided to photocopy it so we can see it all together. Tos Yishonim is in Yuma that Pebe's talking about Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur, we tell the Tinokos a year or two before Bar and Bas Mitzvah that they have to fast a little bit. Right? You have to fast. And they're supposed to be Mashlim also if it's close to the age of Godless. So the Tos Yishonim here asks a kashin, a very famous kashin. Vim Tomer, Hadam, Minim Echol Duchta, Kot Nochon, Nevela, Sein Bez, Mitzvah, La Frisho. The Mar Yuvamis in another place it says that if a cotton is Ochol Nevelis, he's eating non-kosher food. So do you have to take him away from the non-kosher food? So says the Gemara in many places that Bezin is not mitzvah to be mafrish the cotton from the issa. Let him do what he wants. To be machil biyadayim, safina le biyadayim, that we don't do. We don't feed him the trif. But if he's doing it himself, we're not mechuyev to be mafrishim from the issa. That's what the Gemara says. So frak the toast, Yishalem, how can that be? We know there's a mitzvah of chinuch midrabanan. So for mechanech a cotton for mitzvahs, well, we don't have to be mafreshing from issa. Maishna issa from chinuch for mitzvahs. We're mechanechim for netilas lulav and for shofar and for tzitzis. So for mitzvahs losa say no. Well, we're not going to be mavish meisa. Omer harav rebelezim imetz the chinuch lo shayach lo shiyasim mitzvah lo pusha meisa. Rebelezim imetz has a meridik achirish. He says, you know what chinuch mechanchin, and that means for mitzvah sase. We train the ktanim for mitzvah sase for positive things. But afusha meisa to stop him from doing lo sase. Rebelezim imetz says there's no mitzvah chinuch. No mitzvah chinuch on mitzvahs lo sase. Only on mitzvah sase. Why? So presumably what that means is to train someone, you're trying to get him into a habit. So if you're talking about mitzvah say to put on tefillin, to wear tzitzis, to blow shofar, we want him to get used to certain activities. Mitzvah losa say that's abstaining from certain actions. So if we tell him don't do this, he's not getting used to something in the same way. Right? Is he getting used? He's not doing something. He's not going to develop the habit by not doing something. Lachora, what he's assuming that there's only chinuch and mitzvah say, not a mitzvah lo sase. Yes.
But shouldn't the opposite be true then? That we discourage him to get involved, to become like accustomed to doing mitzvah lo sase. Because once he's used to turning the lights on Shabbos, he's going to be turning the lights on Shabbos as well.
Right, if he does actions that are bids, then he'll get used to that. Yeah, I'm not sure. What's the chiluk? What do you think the chiluk is between mitzvah say and mitzvah lo sase? I don't know. It's a mud nazach. Chinuch only a mitzvah say, not a mitzvah slow sase. I'm not sure what the chiluk is. I hear your kasha. The Tos Yishan is bothered with a different kasha. Yom Kippur. V'hod de karin anocha chinuch v'mash ma'an anoso b'yom ha-kippurim. What are they doing over there? They're not eating. Right? It's a mitzvah slow sase. Right? To fast. So where's the chinuch there? What we're mechanech ketanim on Yom Kippur to fast, tiny shows, and then they should be mashlim a little bit a year or two before. But that's chinuch hamitzvah losa. So if you tell me there's only chinuch hamitzvah say, not hamitzvah losa, so why mechanechim legabe yom kippur? Ve'adu karina nocha chinuch b'mashim ha'ananos b'yom ha'kippurim ein zafrusha me'isura shemafrusha noso milecho elahu chinuch shemechanech noso b'mitzvahs ve'inisim es nafsho seichem. Ah, you think yom kippur, right, fasting yom kippur, that's a mitzvah losa say. Zotu tosi shanim, it's not a mitzvah losa, it's really a mitzvah say. Ve'inisim es nafsho seichem. An inu, you're supposed to be ma'ani yourself. How are you ma'ani yourself? By not eating. So it's not a lo sase, it's really a kiyum of the mitzvah sase. So if there's chinuch the mitzvah sase, then for inu yom kippur, there's also going to be chinuch. It's funny, based on what we were saying before, what I suggested, it doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense either, right? Because the whole point is that there's only chinuch on actions to get used to something. So if the mitzvah sase is really an isser sase, if it's really not to eat, so then they're not getting used to an action. So apparently the chiluk is not whether it's shevi al tase or kum vase. There's some chiluk between mitzvah sase and mitzvah slo sase. I'm not sure what the chiluk should be. They're both mitzvahs. What is that? Just that's one shita that the Tosfos Yeshayahu quotes through Belezim Yemetz. Yeah. Rabbeinu Omer, then he quotes his Rebbe. The chinuch lo shayach l'ba'av v'avol ba'odem acher lo shayach be'chinuch. Chinuch is only by the father. Odem acher, no. Bezdin is odem acher, it's not the father. Simple answer. Not a chiluk between mitzvah and mitzvah slos hazeh, but rather a chiluk between father as opposed to everyone else. So, kotnoch l'nevelas and bezdin mitzuvin l'afrisho, why is that true? Because there's no chinuch by bezdin. Bezdin is not mitzuvin l'chinuch of the child. Of course the father has to be mafreshim from the iser. The Tosfos Yeshayahu is assuming. I mean, his Rebbe is assuming. Right? The father has to be mafreshim from iser. That Gemara is saying, Bezin doesn't have to be mafreshim from iser. Acher. Someone else doesn't have to be mafreshim from iser. But the father of Allah has to be mafreshim from iser. The first Teretz is assuming no one has to be mafreshim from iser. Only mitzvah saseh is there a concept of chinuch, but not mitzvah lo saseh. And the second Teretz is saying, no. There's no chinuch between aseh and lo saseh. We don't understand what the chinuch is. The chiluk is between Av as opposed to everyone else. A father's mechuyav and chinuch, bein b'mitzvah saseh, bein b'mitzvah slo saseh. And others are not mitzvah and chinuch b'chalal. Not mitzvah saseh, not mitzvah slo saseh. So that's why the person doesn't have to be mafreshim from the non-kosher. Yes?
Is there a pasuk in the Torah where we get the idea of chinuch from?
Chanoch lanar al pidarko. It's a pasuk in Ksuvim, Mishlah.
So maybe you could say that since the positive itself is talking about more of an assay that you should do as opposed to low assay that you should prevent. So maybe that's why it's only in the mitzvah assay as opposed to
being isn't it training by mitzvah low assay too? You're training him. Huh? Why is that not called training? Training is only in positives? Yom Kippur is not a positive. Tos Yishanim is saying Yom Kippur is viewed as a mitzvah assay, but it's not a positive training. So why should there be a din of chinuch then? I'm not sure. Rabbi Shechter, I think, in a footnote to one of his svarim, he quotes him Maral that wants to say a lomdash vart, but I never fully understood what the Maral was saying. Some idea difference between assays and los assays, that somehow the assay is more of an inyan, it's a ma'ase mitzvah, and the los assay by a katan is not called a ma'ase havera in the same way. I'm not sure exactly. We generally assume that the Ma'aseh Avera Katan is called a Ma'aseh Avera. He's not punished for it, but it's called a Ma'aseh Avera, so l'chora there should be no difference between Los Aseis and Aseis. Yeah, so these are the two answers that the Tosfos Yeshayahu gives, right? Either there's a chiluk between Aseh and Los Aseh, or a chiluk between the father as opposed to others. So for the Tosfos Yeshayahu, Ma'aseh Dehilni Amalka, Shiyash Rehi V'Shiva Boneh B'Sukkah, if you take my Rebbe's Teretz, that chinuch applies only to the father, not to others, and that's why in Bezdin Mitzvah and Afrisho, so then the Gemara in Sukkah is a Pella. Hilni Hamalka was sitting in the Sukkah, V'la Omer Lo Chachamim Dover, Chacham didn't tell her anything. The Gemara seems to say the reason why, Rav Yehuda wants to say that the reason why is because Sukkah L'malam Esim is also kosher. The Gemara says that the reason why you can bring that Rai is because it's impossible, she didn't have a son that was a Bar Chinuch. If it's a bar chinuch, so then stoma, if the sukkah is psula, then the chachamim would have told us so. So if you're going to tell me that there's no mitzvah chinuch on anyone but the father, so vayter, what's the riot? Ma'aseh dehilni amalka shiyash v'hi v'shiva boneh b'sukkah. Shema hava lohem av v'chinucham b'kach. Maybe they had a father. It wasn't that Chilni Hamalka was being mechanech them. Her husband, their father, was being mechanech them. Shem, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's raya, that they had a father. The father was mechuyev in chinuch, so the chachamim would have told Hilni. Hilni was the malka; she was the chashuva, the isha chashuva. So they would have told Hilni that the sukkah is a bad sukkah. That your husband or their father is mechuyev in the chinuch of the children, in those children that are b'nei chinuch. So you're not going to be yotzeh. Maybe they had a father. Basically, the first teretz is it's taka good kasha. Only the father is mechuyev in chinuch, not the mother. But maybe they had a father. Afilu lo hayolahem av, says the Tos Yishanim. Maybe Taka they didn't have a father, but Hilni Amalka was being mechanech them lemitzvah ba'alma. What does that mean, lemitzvah ba'alma? Meaning maybe there really wasn't a mitzvah for Hilni to be mechanech these kids. Mitzvah chinuch really is only on the father. But Hilni Amalka was so careful, she was mechanech them lemitzvah ba'alma. Mitzvah ba'alma? Not for mitzvah chinuch? What's the Tos Yishanim saying? Lemitzvah ba'alma? Something less than chinuch. Something less than chinuch. Mitzvah ba'alma. And the Chachamim would have told her that if the sukkah is psula, then she shouldn't be mechanech the kids, even the mitzvah ba'alma, in such a sukkah. It's a tremendous chiddush, right? It's not a real din of chinuch. It's some lower level. A mitzvah ba'alma. And that mitzvah ba'alma would be enough that the Chachamim would tell her about it. Right? Would tell her that if the sukkah is psula, then maybe she should lower the schach so that she'll be able to do this mitzvah ba'alma, or give them a mitzvah ba'alma. Of course, we're going to have to understand what this mitzvah ba'alma means. Something lower than him. The Tosis Yishanim and Yuma is troubled with this kasha, that from our Gemara it sounds like Hilni Hamalka really was mechuyeves in the chinuch of her kids. But if you hold like his Rebbe, like the second teretz, that there's a chiluk between the father as opposed to everyone else, then we don't understand. So he gives two answers. He says either there was a father in the picture, even though the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Well, no, Hilni Hamalka was being mechanech her kids, not mechanech her kids. She was letting them sit in the sukkah. She would want them to sit in the sukkah kshera, because she was mechanech them lemitzvah ba'alma. I hate to use the term mechanech them, but that's a Tos Yishanim's lashon, right? It's not chinuch. It's only a mitzvah ba'alma. Yes, Josh.
In the case of there being a father, I mean, forget about it being chinuch. The sukkah has to be kosher for the father.
But he wasn't there. She was sick. She was in Lud. He may have been in a different place. But he's mechuyev to make sure that the kids are sitting in a sukkah kshera, because he's mechuyev in the chinuch. The father was not sitting in the sukkah. I mean, clearly, if the father was there, so then that's a great riot. But obviously, we're talking about a situation where the father's not there for some reason. But if he's mechuyev in chinuch, then he can delegate authority. He can tell his wife to do it. But there is a chiyuv. The Truma Sadeshin is very troubled with this. Right, very troubled. The Kivegir is troubled before the Truma Sadeshin. The Kivegir in the Gilin Hashas quotes the Tosus Yishanim. And he says it's very difficult. The second teretz of the Tosus Yishanim, that mechanchasim lemitzvah ba'alma. Mitzvah ba'alma. That's not what it sounds like from the Gemara in Sukkah. Right? Ayin yuma daf pei beis, the Tosus Yishanim, mashakosov shamayis mechanchasim lemitzvah ba'alma, the kosher lefrek of kivege. Ve'echa aminam besugim v'chitem akotan shenatzorach le'imo midrabonon u'demachaya ve'i bidrabonon lo ashkecha toshma v'od. According to the Tosis Yishanim, she doesn't have a chiyuv, not minatorah, midrabanan, just lemitzvah ba'alma. There's no real chiyuv me'ikar adin. What's the Gemara talking about? V'chiteima midrabanan ba'alma hu d'mechayva. Kol ma'aseh lo asa el api chacham. Midrabanan, there's no chiyuv midrabanan. She did it lemitzvah ba'alma. The lashon of the Gemara is a pel, according to the Tosis Yishanim. Midrabanan ba'alma? It's not midrabanan. It's not chinuch. It's lemitzvah ba'alma. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. The mitzvah ba'alma. What does that mean? It's against the Gemara. The Truma Sadeshin is bothered with a more fundamental question. He says, doesn't sound like in the Gemara there was any father in the picture. If there's a father, so tell us. I mean, how can you bring a raya without giving us all of the givens? You have to tell us what the givens are, what the facts of the case are. It doesn't sound like there's any father here. And it doesn't sound like she was doing it lemitzvah ba'alma. It sounds like there was an ikar chiyuv, like Rav Kiveger asks, right? It sounds like there was a real mitzvah. Tos Yishanim is really a pel. The Chumash Nedarshin says it really sounds from our Gemara that mothers are chayiv in the chinuch of their kids. Amnam shinui d'ri, when the Bali Tais says, Nirek taz dochak, mehahi de hilni hamalka, de lachor mucha chosim, de lavna mitzvah al mahoisim mechen chosim. Begam mashma do havalahu av. Doesn't sound like it was just Lemitzvah Ba'alma. Doesn't sound like they had a father. It sounds like she was the mother. Mother was the only one there, the only parent. She was mechanech them midin chinuch, midin the mitzvah chinuch. So you see that a mother is mechuyev in the chinuch of her kids. Against the Tosis Yishon. Very difficult. And who says beferish that a mother is obligated in the chinuch of her children? Rashi, exactly, Zach. Rashi and Chagiga, right? What's the Mishnah and Chagiga talking about? To be Ola Regal, yes. Kol Chayavim B'Ri'iya. Olas Ri'iya, Mitzvahs Ri'iya. Yeroa Kol Zuchurcha, right? Ri'iya's Panim Bazar, that you have to come to the Azar and bring a carbon Ola. So Kol Chayavim B'Ri'iya says the Mishnah Chutz Mecher Shota V'Kotta. Okay, Mecher Shota V'Kotta Napotta. What's a cotton? Machlokas b'sham v'sil. Ezo cotton kol she'enu yochol lirkov al ksef of shalav v'lalos mirushalayim l'har abayis. Divrei b'sham. Can't, he's going to cry for his mother. If the father puts him on his shoulders and takes him to the har abayis, he's going to be crying. B'sil om kol she'enu yochol lechos v'yel shalav v'lalos mirushalayim l'har abayis. Shenemar sholosh regolim. B'sil says, no, it's not enough to go on your father's shoulders. He has to be able to walk himself. Holding on to his father's hand. He has to be able to walk himself. If not, he's not chayiv in... He's not chayiv in what? In chinuch, right? There's no chayiv of chinuch. Ezeo Kodon says Rashi, Avon mikan ve'elech, avon b'sheno chayiv min ha-Torah, hitilu chachomim alav ve'al imo l'chanecho b'mitzvis. After this age, be'shamai, he can ride on his father's shoulder. Be'silel, he can walk by himself to the harabais, holding his father's hand. Hitilu chachomim l'chachomim put a mitzvah of chinuch, clearly... The Rabbanan, the Chachamim put a chiyuv of chinuch on whom? Al aviv ve'al imo. Rashi clearly says ve'al imo. The mother is also mechuyev in the chinuch. Mother the Rashi, it's a collector's item. Rashi writes beferish that a mother is mechuyev in the chinuch of her children. It says the Chumash Hadeshen, all Gemara is like Rashi. Hilni Hamalka was a mother. Doesn't sound like there's any father there, and yet. It sounds like she really had a chiyuv midrabbanan in the chinuch of her kids, not just mitzvah ba'alma. The Tosis Yishonim wants to say it was just a mitzvah ba'alma, but that's not the parsha pshat in the Gemara. Says the Chumash Hadesh. What's the Tosis Yishonim going to do with this Gemara? What's he going to do with this Gemara? What can he say? Why should there be a chiyuv of chinuch over here? If the mother is not mechuyavus in chinuch, so why should there be a chiyuv of chinuch? What's he going to say? The Arklan there has an incredible statement. It's hard to evaluate what he says, but let's see it together. Let's see what he says, and let's try to figure it out. What does he say? Can someone help me? What's his chiluk? When is a mother mechuyevus in the chinuch of her child? Yes, Yaakov. Yeah, question. Sorry. Right, he doesn't have to walk, you know, all the way from Haifa. You know, they can bring him, and then, but he has to be able to walk up to the Har Bayis himself, or to be carried on the shoulder of his father. But that's the ikar mitzvah, right? To come to the Beis Hamikdash. Yes. The Aruch Lener. Go ahead.
So it seems that
a simple chiluk. Just give me the simple chiluk.
A woman's only chayev discussing her children with regards to not doing Yisurah.
Los assays as opposed to assays. That's what the Arkhanai seems to be saying. Right? Ve'ef shalomar l'anius daiti kevin l'fi mashakos v'atos yishonim yesh chiluk ben chinuch ben afushim eisura ken yesh lomar da'af di ishen mitzuvah al chinuch mekamakom l'afushim eisura mitzuvah. So first of all he says, look, the Tosis Yishonim was mechalik between mitzvah assay and mitzvah los assay. So did such a far jump to be mechalik over here between assays and los assays? Not so far. That chiluk is on the books. In fact, the Tosfos Yishonim himself had that chiluk. So, the Arklan there, maybe we can say that a mother is not mitzuva in chinuch of mitzvah saseh, but she's mitzuva in mitzvahs lo sase. Okay, but how does that help us? We're talking about a sukkah over here. Sukkah sounds like a mitzvah sase. Talk to the Arachlan there. Is sukkah really a classical mitzvah sase? He says, "V'hocha frusha meisur mikri kevin the osa lechol chutz misukkah." Osa lechol chutz misukkah. He's saying that maybe sukkah, even though we think of sukkah as being a mitzvah say to build the sukkah, to enter into the sukkah, to live in the sukkah, really the mitzvah of sukkah is not to eat outside the sukkah, not to live outside the sukkah. The mitzvah, the pasuk says, "Basukos teishu shivas yom." It sounds like it's a mitzvah say. It's a positive command. It's a positive command, but sometimes we find that a mitzvah say is not a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh, but rather it's an isser aseh. An isser aseh, that you're not allowed to do something. Pasuk is formulated as a mitzvah, but it's really an isser aseh, not to do something else. Like the Torah says that you have to shecht if you want to eat meat. And from that we learn that there's an isser of einazvucha, that if it's not shechted, then there's an isser. That's not a lav, it's an isser aseh. It's an isser aseh, that because you have a mitzvah of shechita, then there's an isser of einazvucha to eat something that's not kishuch. I think that's what sukkah is. Sukkah is an isser aseh. An isser aseh. Basukkah's teishu shivas yom is not telling me sit in the sukkah. It's telling you don't eat outside the sukkah. Don't sleep outside the sukkah if you can't sleep in the sukkah. Right? Don't eat. We talk about eating. Don't eat an achila b'kviyos, an achilas kava outside the sukkah. So it's an isser aseh. If it's an isser aseh, then we can understand why women are going to be obligated in the chinuch of the kids, because Maybe the women are not obligated in chinuch on mitzvah say, but on mitzvah losa they are obligated. So in sukkah is a mitzvah losa say, it's an isra, it's not mitzvah losa, it's an isra say, because it's an isra say. So maybe there is a chinuch, and that's why Hilni was so careful. It's the Aruch Lener's answer to this kasha. It's pile ploy. Go ahead, Zach.
I read the Aruch Lener a little differently.
Okay. How did you read the Aruch Lener?
I understood that the Aruch Lener was saying that women aren't chayav in chinuch, that this takes them out of the category of chinuch. He introduces a new, I felt he was introducing to us a new concept. The eshelor ba'aniyas da'iti kibun lofi mashkasa betosu yishanim yeshchalik ben chinuch, not chinuch asei chinuch also say yeshchalik ben chinuch u ben afrushe meisura. Introduces to a new idea, nothing to do with chinuch. I understood the Rav Nair saying that we're going to a camp that women aren't chayav in chinuch b'chalal, and they have chinuch on one side, and there's this new idea of women explaining to their children the isser. But
why do they have to do that? What's the mocha?
I don't know why.
Chinuch. It has to be chinuch. Now what's the
distinction? He says the dafka chinuch, and then this. He shows us the distinction.
Chinuch means chinuch of chinuch that we think is mitzvah saseh. Chinuch means training. Afusha meisura means holding them back. I hear what you're suggesting, but I'm not sure.
But it's black and white. Ben chinuch.
Is that what the Tosis Yishanim said, right?
I feel like Tosis Yishanim is actually saying that also, no?
That what?
That chinuch is when we make the first chinuch between why.
What? Yeah. What chinuch did he give us, Josh? Be very careful now, because you might be jumping into the fire. Go ahead, jump. No, yeah.
What's
the? Go ahead. What does he say? What's the chinuch?
The chinuch lo shayach el shiyas mitzvah below rish meisuru.
Chinuch is only in what?
Only in the mitzvah.
Shiyas the mitzvah, velo?
Prusha
meisura. So what's he saying? He's saying Prusha meisura is not. It's not part of chinuch, but this chinuch is within the concept of chinuch. Chinuch is for one and not for the other. It's only for mitzvah say, not for mitzvah lo say. Right? That's what he said. I think what the Aruch Lener is saying is also within chinuch we can distinguish between aseis and los aseis. I know his loshen is not perfect, but that lechor is what he's saying. Because if not, what is the woman? Why is the woman mechuyev to be mafreshim from is?
Because it's a nice idea.
Yeah. Mitzvah ba'alma.
I
don't think the Aruch Lener is.
Why
can't
it be mitzvah ba'alma?
Let me ask you a more serious question. The Aruch Lener begins by saying, "Look at the Tosfos Yishanim. He tells you that there's a chiluk in chinuch." So why can't I say there's a chiluk in chinuch too? What's the chiluk of the Aruch Lener? What's the chiluk of the Tosfos Yishanim? They're exact opposites of each other. It's mamish a pele. It doesn't read from one line to the other. It's such a difficult Aruch Lener. The Tos Yishanim told you that chinuch is only a mitzvah say, a mitzvah lo say. So I'll also say that a woman is mechuyeves only in chinuch of what? In chinuch of lo sases and not in mitzvah say. You just told me there is no chinuch in lo sases. It's mamish apella. I just don't understand. It's one thing to say the chiddush that sukkah is not a mitzvah say, it's an iser say. Okay, that's the Aruch Lines chiddush. Minchas chinuch also has such a concept. We'll get to it in mitzvah Hashem as time goes on. It's a very famous idea. How do you look at sukkah? Is sukkah a mitzvah say, a positive, or is it an iser say, not eating outside the sukkah? Okay, that's a big achronish shtickle. We can talk. Aruch Lines can take a side on that. But how's that going to help you? What, women are only going to be chayavos in chinuch of lo sases of their kids, not in ases? If anything, they should be chayavos in asay, not lo sase. Right? The Tosis Yishanim is going to have such a chiluk. He himself told you that there's no chinuch by mitzvahs lo sase b'chlal, only by mitzvah say. What's the Yochanan say? Mamish apella. Mamish apella. Yaakov.
I mean, I don't have it, but it's clear that he's only broken the Tosis Yishanim as far as we can make a chiluk between, and he's going in a completely different direction. That's
okay.
Why he doesn't at least say, I want to go in a different direction.
But who's he trying to, which sheet is he trying to answer with this chiluk?
He's trying to say, I can read the Gemara Sukkah.
According to whom?
Without holding like Rashi.
According to whom?
It's a new Shita. It's
according to the Tosis Yishanim. He's trying to answer.
It's only the second day of the Tosis Yishanim. It's clear.
I wanted you to notice that,
okay.
Right? So it's the second day.
The second day actually
is not mechalik between Aseis and Los Aseis.
Right.
It's mechalik between a father as opposed to everyone else. So the Aruch Laner, let's use the chiluk of the first day in the Tosis Yishanim, but in the reverse direction for the second day.
The problem is why he doesn't speak that out for you.
Exactly. You got to notice that. He's trying to answer the second day, not the first day. It's not mamish. Strange, right? It's not crazy. He's trying to answer the Tosis Yishanim second day. He says the Tosis Yishanim the first day is mechag between Aseis and Los Aseis. He says maybe chinuch is only for mitzvah Aseis, not for mitzvah Los Aseis. Mekanzogen faket. He didn't use Yiddish, but you can say in the opposite direction, right? You could say maybe there's only chinuch for los aseis and not for aseis, and sukkah is like a los aseis, it's an iser asei. So that explains the Gemara. That would explain the Gemara. It's not what the Tosis Yishanim says, because he still says it's only for mitzvah ba'alma. Right? He asks this kasha, and he answers that, well, maybe there was a father there, maybe it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. Aruch Laner is giving a different answer. That's not what the Tosis Yishanim says. It's interesting. He's Fabi, according to that Shita, you can give the following answer. You know, that's not actually what he writes. Yes?
You say before, in Bezon Aleph, that the Bezon Aleph was saying, why Sukkah has to be lower than 20 hours? Either because you're saying Sach, or you have to get shaved in Sach, or you have to do on Sinai temporary Sukkah.
Yes.
So how can you say, the idea of the mitzvah by Sukkah is to not eat outside. Because he clearly that the entire sukkah, you have to know you're saying the sukkah, you have to know you're saying the temporary sukkah. It's an whole idea, you have to be inside the sukkah. So why are you telling me the mitzvah is not to be outside the sukkah?
That's a din in terms of the shear of the sukkah, how we look at the sukkah, but ultimately you do have to eat in the sukkah, but the way that we interpret that is that if you eat outside, then you're not doing the right thing. Right? What the point of the sukkah is that the goal of the sukkah is l'man yedu d'raseichem, but how do you understand the nature of the mitzvah? You could suggest that the nature of the mitzvah is that you can't eat outside the sukkah. If you eat outside the sukkah, you're not gonna remember l'man yedu d'raseichem, right? You're not gonna have the proper knowledge. But what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah or not to eat outside the sukkah? That's the shayla.
So according to this idea, if theoretically someone is not to eat at bechlal during sukkahs, he'll be missing out on any mitzvahs.
If you hold that it's an iser asay, then you're not going to be mevatel a mitzvah even if you don't eat in the sukkah. Now, it could be that the first night of sukkahs is a special mitzvah, but any other day of sukkahs, even if you don't eat in the sukkah, it would sound like you're not mevatel a mitzvah. You're not going to be mevatel a mitzvah. Because there is no positive mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. It's just if you're going to eat, don't eat outside the sukkah. So that's what it sounds like, yeah. Question, yes?
Was the Aruch Laner saying that for mitzvahs asays, only the father's chayav, and mitzvahs asays, only the mother's chayav?
No.
Right, so
Chalilah. He's saying that even if a mother is not mechuyeves in the chinuch of the child, a mitzvah say, she'll still be mechuyeves in mitzvahs lo say. But the father's mechuyev in everything.
So, but then, but it's different than the Tosis Yishanim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's answering for the Tosfos Yeshanim second daya that we're machalik between father as opposed to mother, as opposed to others. Right? He's using a chiluk that's the opposite of the Tosfos Yeshanim's chiluk in the day in the first daya. His chiluk is losa say I say that you're, that she's mechuyeves and losa says are not in mitzvah say. But the Tosfos Yeshanim himself asked the kasha from Hilni and gave two other answers. He did not give the answer that the Alchemist gives.
Based on those, Sean, we're saying that the simpler understanding, of, meaning the easier one that one would be Chayav and Kenneth would be Mitzvah Saseh, right?
The Tosfos Yeshanim's first answer?
The first answer
definitely. He says Mitzvah Saseh Yechayav and not Mitzvah Saseh.
So the
Alchemist
is saying that.
The Alchemist is against that. He's saying the opposite, but only in the second day he's giving that answer. But the Tosfos Yeshanim himself gives two other answers that either there was the father or she was Mechaneh just for Mitzvah Baal. The Aruch Haner is an answer. We have to work on it. There's a lot of chidushim in there, but it doesn't answer for the Tosfos Yeshanim himself. The Kivega's kasha is still a kasha. Tosfos Yeshanim said maybe she was mechanech then with mitzvah ba'alma. But Agamar says that it was a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It was a real mitzvah. Achiyav d'rabbanan of chinuch. That's still a kasha. Aruch Haner didn't answer that kasha. Agamar doesn't sound like it's just a mitzvah ba'alma. Besides, what does mitzvah ba'alma mean? Less than chinuch, but what? A nice idea, an Indian. Well, what does mitzvah ba'alma mean? Yes.
I think that Floyd pointed this out in Seder. He said that Rambam says that there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah for.
The Talmud Torah is different than chinuch. I don't want to go.
So that's what I'm saying. When you're mechanic, that's implying you need to know things.
No, but Talmud Torah. But you don't have to teach the child with Talmud Torah to be mechanic. You just have to tell them what to do. Talmud Torah is a different kind of mitzvah. It could be that a father is mechuyev to teach his child. Stop, not because of chinuch. Maybe even after he becomes a godel, if the child still needs help in terms of learning how to learn, then the father has to teach him.
How can we expect them to mechanic their child properly? Saying if the Gemara is saying
that there's no din. Talmud Torah is much beyond simply learning what to do for mitzvahs. Right? Even if it's not lemaiser, kochim, and other things, he's still mechuyev to mechanic the child in Torah. Machshava, there's a lot to Torah besides you know exactly how to do the details of the mitzvahs. It's a different halacha. The mitzvah Talmud Torah of a father is different. I don't want to go there. It's too complicated. Josh.
Yeah. So for mitzvah ba'alma, I think I heard from a couple of years ago discussing. Can you say that the idea is that mitzvah ba'alma, you don't need a kosher sukkah. The whole idea is you're teaching them about the mitzvah itself.
Okay. So that's an interesting idea, but we're going to deal with that on Sunday. So, Mitzvah has a comment about that. Others have comments. Well, we'll get to that. But that's not what I think the answer really is. The Stipler has a different answer, based on the Gemara in Brochus. Stipler in Simon Beis and Sukkah says that maybe what the Tosfos Yeshanim over here is saying, mitzvah ba'alma, there's something special. There is a mitzvah that he's referring to. It's not just less than chinuch. No, there is a mitzvah ba'alma. But the question is, what is that mitzvah? He says the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches makes a fascinating statement. Gemara says that we know that there's a concept called Shomea Ka'onim, that if I make Kiddush, I can be motzi other people based on Arba, the Kol Yisrael, Revim Zelazeh, everyone is responsible for everyone else. So if I'm making Kiddush, then I can be motzi someone else as well. And even if I've been Yotze Kiddush, Midin Yotze Motzi, I can still be motzi you. What's the thing when it comes to benching, Birchas HaMazon? We know V'achalta V'savato V'erachta that the Chiyuv Min HaTorah for Birchas HaMazon is only if you eat a Kedei Sviya. So what happens if I only eat a Kezayis and you ate a Kedei Sviya? Can I be Motzi? So comes the Gemara Brachas and says yes. Right? La'olam in a Motzi is a Rabban Yidei Chavosan at Shiyocha Kezayis Dagan. You have to eat a Kezayis Dagan. But it sounds like once you eat a Kezayis Dagan, then you can be Motzi, even someone who ate a Kedei Sviya. The Gemara tells a whole story with Yanai HaMelech and Shimon ben Shetach. We're not going to get into the whole story. But that's what the Gemara says, that as long as you eat a kezayis, that's enough. Why is that enough? But if you eat a kezayis, you're mechuyev midrabbanan and birchas hamazon, but not minat Torah. So how can you be motzi aserav yidei chavasan, even someone who's chayev minat Torah and benching? He ate a kedei sviya, you ate a kezayis. How can you be motzi him? Kezayis is a chiyev midrabbanan. Kedei sviya, if you feel satisfied, that's a chiyuv in a Torah. If you're not a mechuyuv bedavar, then you can't be motzi. A woman can't blow shofar for a man because a woman is not mechuyev in shofar. It's man grama. She's not mechuyevus in the mitzvah. She can volunteer the mitzvah. We hold that maybe she can even make a bracha. Ashkenazim hold that she can make a bracha on the mitzvah, but she can't be motzi someone in shofar. Someone who's not mechuyev in a mitzvah can't be motzi the other. So here, you both might be chayev, but you're on two totally different levels. One is on a level of derabbanan, one is on a level of deraisa. So how can someone who only ate kezayis be motzi someone who's chayev in a Torah who ate kedesh sviya? So it's a big machlokas rishon. Rashi there writes as follows: Hachiyocha kezayis dogon, lichiyocha kezayis dogon, mia mafik. Once you eat a kezayis dogon, then you can be motzi anyone. Avogav the kezayis dogon shiura derabbanan, who even though a kezayis dogon is only mechayev you mederabbanan and berachas amozin, miu kevin the mechayev mederabbanan mechuyev bedava karinam bei. Motzi rabbim yedecha vasa. A mechuyev bedava mederabbanan is called a mechuyev bedava, says Rashi. Even for a level of darais, even though your chiyev is only mederabbanan, you're called a mechuyev bedaver, even vis-a-vis someone who has a chiyev darais in Birchas HaMazon. And that's why you can be motziim. Midin orvus, you can be motziim. You're called a mechuyev bedaver. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like your chiyev is only mederabbanan. His is min haTorah. I'm mechuyev on a level of derabbanan. He's mechuyev on a level of darais. How can I be motziim? Says Rashi, a mechuyev bedaver mederabbanan is a mechuyev bedaver. In Gansin, not only on a level of derabbanan, but even on a level of darais. That's Rashi's chiddush number one. The Rashi's trouble with the kasha in Tomar, but if that's the case, b'katan sheigia l'chinuch halo amar hochi. The Gemara doesn't say that by katan. The Gemara says by katan that a mechuyev midrabbanan can be motzi someone who has a chiyev derabbanan. A derabbanan can be motzi a derabbanan, but a derabbanan can't be motzi deraisa. Which Gemara is Rashi referring to? He says we know that a derabbanan can't be motzi deraisa. How does he know? It's a Gemara brachas on Daf Chav. Gemara Bracha is trying to figure out whether Noshim have a chiyuv min haTorah b'Birchas HaMazon. Amalei Ravina l'Rava, Noshim b'Birchas HaMazon d'Raisa o d'Rabon. L'may nafkemina, well, what does it matter? Lafukir Rabim yidei chavosim. Can they be motzi other people? What's their chiyuv? A man's chiyuv clearly is d'Raisa, but the question is, what's a woman's chiyuv? Is it d'Raisa or is it only d'Rabon? So iyamet d'Raisa, osi d'Raisa, mafik d'Raisa. Iyamet d'Rabonan, havishen mechuyuv b'davon. So that's the shaila. Is the chi of women in Birchas HaMazon deraisa, or is it the rabbanan nafkamina, whether they can be motzi men who have a chi of deraisa? So what's the answer? The Gemara in Baruch says, Toshma, be'emes amru, ben mevarech le'oviv, ve'eved mevarech le'rabo, ve'isha mevarechas le'bayla. A son can be mevarech for his father, an eved k'nani for his master, a woman for the husband. Okay, the Chachamim say that it's not a good thing. That the person should know how to make the bracha himself. He shouldn't tovo me'era la'odam she'ishto uvanov mevarchim lo. If a person didn't go to yeshiva, he didn't learn how to make brachas, so that's a bad thing. So iyamet b'shlama daraisa, if you hold women on mechuyaves min haTorah, so then asi daraisa, mafik daraisa. Ela iyamet rabbanan, asi rabbanan u'mafik daraisa. They only have a chiyuv midrabbanan, so how can they be motzi the husband who has a chiyuv daraisa? Must be that women have a chiyuv min haTorah in Birchas HaMazon. That's the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, l'taime, according to your reasoning, katan bar chiyuv lahu. The Braisa says, ben mevarech la'aviv, a son can make a bracha for his father, he can bench for his father. Is a katan a bar chiyuv? What does that mean? The father ate a kedei sviya, he has a chiyuv min haTorah in Birchas HaMazon. How can a katan be mevarech for him? A katan doesn't have a chiyuv min haTorah. Even if he ate a kedei sviya. Why? Because the chiyuv of the katan is only what? Midrabbanan, mitam chinuch. He doesn't have a chiyuv daraisa. So how can he be motzi his father? Elohachem ma'yaskinim k'on she'ochol she'ira d'rabbanan. Osi d'rabbanan, u'mafik d'rabbanan. Right, so the Gemara says, no, we're talking b'chai gavna, that the father ate only a kezayis. He ate only a shidra abonan. So the katan who ate a shidra abonan, the katan who's mechuyev midr abonan, mitam chinuch can be motzi the father. That's the shak of the tie of the Gemara based on all gears 7 Gemara. Okay, but before you get to the maskana of the Gemara, what clearly emerges from the sugya? Before you get to the maskana of the Gemara, it sounds like a deraisa can be mafik deraisa, a derabonan, right? Someone who didn't eat a kedei sviya cannot be motzi someone who ate a kedei sviya. Right? The Rabbanan mafik the Rabbanan, the Raisa mafik the Raisa, the Rabbanan cannot be mafik the Raisa. If you only have a chiyuv mid Rabbanan, you can't be mafik the Raisa. Can't be mafik the Raisa. So Frekt Rashi on Daf Memches. A koton who's higiel achinuch, he can't be motzi someone who waited kadei svia. The Gemara clearly assumes on Afchav that he can't be motzi someone who waited kadei svia. The Rabbanan mafik daraisa, but not more than that. Right? He can't be motzi someone who waited kadei svia. That's what clearly emerges. So, Frekt Rashi, I don't understand. If you tell me mechuyav bedavar mid Rabbanan is called a mechuyav bedavar, so why shouldn't the koton be able to be motzi his father? It shouldn't matter what the father ate. Right, the Rabbanan, if he's a mechuyev bedava, right, so then he should be able to be motzi. I just told you that someone who eats a kezayas can be motzi someone who ate a kedei sviya. Someone who ate a kezayas can be motzi someone who ate a kedei sviya. So, Frekt Rashi, I don't understand, why can't a katan be motzi someone who ate a kedei sviya? The katan is a mechuyev bedava, mitam chinach, so why shouldn't he be able to be motzi the person who ate a kedei sviya? That's his kasha. And Rashi gives an incredible answer to this. He says, "Ahu afilu midrabbanan lo machayev dialei davua hu derami lechanuchem." Says Rashi, the answer that you have to give is that a katan is not mechuyev bedava b'chol. Mechuyev midrabbanan is taka mechuyev bedava, even on a level of the raisa. If the chachamim gave the person a chiyev, then he's a mechuyev bedava. He can even be motzi someone who has a chiyev the raisa. So why can't a katan be motzi someone who has a chiyuv d'oraisa in benching? He can't be motzi someone who waited kadei sviya. Says Rashi, because a katan is not a mechuyev bedavar at all, not even mid the rabban. Doesn't have a chiyuv at all. Chinuch? No, chinuch is a mitzvah on the father, mitzvah on the parent to be mechanic the child. It's not a chiyuv on the child. Child's not a mechuyev bedavar. The parent is a mechuyev bedavar. The parent being a mechuyev bedavar is not going to make the child a mechuyev bedavar. That's why the child can't be motzi as a rabbi. He can't be motzi someone who ate a kadei sviya because he's not a mechuyev bedavar b'chalal. Ad kan dvar. Two incredible chidushim that Rashi has over here. Now, what is Rashi saying? First of all, that a mechuyev bedavar midrabbanan is called a mechuyev bedavar. Afilu legabi deraisa. So he can be motzi someone even who has a chiyuv deraisa, like someone who waited kadei sviya. He can be motzi in benching. That's the first nakuda. And the second nakuda is that a katan is not a bar chiyuv bechlal. Eino mechuyev bedavar klal. It's not a mechuyev bedavar at all. It's the father's chiyuv in chinuch, doesn't make the katan a mechuyev bedavar. The father is mechuyev to be mechanech the child. But the katan himself is not a mechuyev bedavar. That's Rashi. Rashi is mamish perek one. I mean, I read the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chof. I read the Gemara, the whole shock of attire from beginning to end. But Rashi doesn't fit in with the Gemara. The Gemara is against Rashi. It's like it's very strange. Tosa says two blistering kashas on Rashi. Two very difficult kashas on Rashi. First of all, what's the svara of the first point of Rashi? Mechuyev midrabbanan is a mechuyev bedavar for daraisas. It's a different level chiyuv. One is derabbanan, the other is daraisa. What does one have to do with the other? Midrabbanan, he's a mechuyev bedavar, but is he so much a mechuyev bedavar that will say arvus he can be motzi even someone who's chayev min haTorah? What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? What could Rashi answer to that kasha? What do you think? Right? How can a mechuyev bedavar derabbanan be considered a mechuyev bedavar on a daraisa level? Derabbanan is derabbanan. Daraisa is daraisa. Is there any deraisa in the derabbanan? Is there some? Two words. Losasa, right? Losasa teaches us that we have to follow the chachamim. Mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. So, you could answer Tosa's first kasha, even though Rashi is still a chiddush. You could say, Losasa tells me that if the chachamim give the child a chiyuv, that seems like a mechuyev bedavar even on the deraisa level. Losasa tells me, even though Darabonan is not daraisa. It's a different chiyuv. But a mitzvah darabonan is a din daraisa that you have to listen to the chachamim. So Rashi thinks that even if the darabonan is a mechuyav davar, that means that on a daraisa level he's treated as a mechuyav davar as well. Okay, that first kasha of Tosis is not the worst kasha. Real kasha is the second kasha. How do you learn the Gemara and Daf Chof and Medbeis according to Rashi? Very difficult. Tosfos says, the Gemara says that a katan can be motzi someone who eats only a kazayis. Can be motzi in Birchas Hamazon someone who eats a kazayis. Drabonan mafik, drabonan. The maskon of the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chof and Medbeis is that if the father only ate a shir drabonan, if he only ate a kazayis, then the katan could be motzi him. That's what it sounded like. Is a katan a mechuyav b'davar? What does the Gemara answer? According to Rashi, that maskana of the Gemara makes no sense. Because Rashi says the cotton is not a mechuyav b'davar at all. Not even mid rabbanan. It's not a mechuyav b'davar at all. So it shouldn't matter if the gadol ate a shir d'oraisa or a shir d'rabbanan. How can the cotton be motzi him? He's not a drabbanan. He's not mechuyav b'davar b'chalal. It's a pella on Rashi. Kivegir in the Gilyan Hashas and Chof HaMebeis points out that the Ramban and the Muhammad Hashem has a different gears in the Gemara. So some want to suggest that maybe Rashi didn't quite have our gears in the Gemara. It's not so clear what to take out from the Gemara. The problem is Rashi on the Chof HaMebeis explains the Gemara. He says, Hilkach osi katan derabonon umafik godol. I mean, he says it beferish. I don't know, it's really difficult. That kash is difficult. I'm not sure what to do with it. But it's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that a katan is not a mechuyav v'davar bichlal. The father is mechuyav to be mechanet the child, the katan is not the mechuyav v'davar. And Tosis says, no. You clearly have to learn differently. Right? Tosis is bothered with these two kashas on Rashi, so he says a different pshat. When the Gemara on Daf Memches says that if you eat a kezayis davar, then you can be motzi anyone, even someone who eats a kedei sviya, you can be motzi anyone in Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon is special. Why is Birchas Hamazon special? Birchas Hamazon is special because of Yatzah Motzi. Everyone is mechuyav in Birchas Hamazon if they were to eat a kedei sviya. Right? You're mechuyav min haTorah in Birchas Hamazon if you eat a kedei sviya. You only ate a kezayis. So even though you only ate a kezayis, you're considered a mechuyav b'davar vis-a-vis the din of Yatzah Motzi. Just like if I don't have a chiyav to say kiddush if I said kiddush already, but if you haven't said kiddush, I can be motzi you. Since you're mechuyav b'davar and I'm mechuyav in kiddush, so I have to see to it that everyone who is mechuyav in kiddush is yotzei is chiyav. So even if I have been yotzei kiddush, I can still be motzi you. I can be motzi you in shofar, and I can be motzi you in kiddush. I can be motzi you as long as you haven't been yotzei you chiyav. Similarly, if you have to bench, this is the one interesting chiddush of Tosfos. Even though I have no chiyav to bench now, I didn't eat anything. But if I were to eat. If I were to eat a kedei sviya, min haTorah I'd be mechuyev to bench. So midin yotzo motzi, I can be motzi you. I'm called a mechuyev b'davar. Min haTorah. But I didn't eat anything. No, but if I were to eat, then I'd be chayev min haTorah. So I'm a mechuyev b'davar min haTorah, and that's why I can be motzi you. It says Tosus, that's the pshat. Don't tell me a mechuyev b'davar midrabbanan is a mechuyev b'davar vis-a-vis daraisas. That's ridiculous. By Birchas HaMazon, it's something special because of yotzo motzi. That's the point. Midin yotza motzi, I can be motzi someone even if I only ate a kazayis. So why do I have to eat a kazayis? Even if I don't eat anything? No, to say she'achalnu mishalo, to say the words of Birchas HaMazon, you can't be dover shkarin. You can't lie. So I have to be mechuyav at least a little bit. I have to have eaten. But I don't have to be mechuyav min haTorah in order to be motzi you, because midin yotza motzi, even if I'm not actually chayav now, I can be motzi you. And that works well with the Gemara and Daf Chav, because the Gemara and Daf Chav basically is saying that the Katan really is a mechuyav v'davar midrabbanan. Osi drabbanan umafik drabbanan. If the father ate a kezayis, then the Katan taka could be motzi him. But if the father ate a kedei sviya, then the Katan can't be motzi the father. Why? I yotza motzi. No, since the Katan can never have a chiyav daraisa, it'll never reach a chiyav daraisa because he's only mechuyav mitam chinuch. The din of yotza motzi can't apply to a katan. Anyone who could reach a chiyav daraisa, there's a din of yotza motzi to be motzi. Someone who's actually mechuyav b'nat Torah. even if you don't have that chiyuv daraisa right now. But someone who can never reach that chiyuv daraisa is not a mechuyav v'davar, and that's why a katan is not a mechuyav v'davar. It's not that midrabban and the katan is not a mechuyav v'davar. No, it's that min haTorah is not a mechuyav v'davar. Mechuyav midrabbanan is not a mechuyav v'davar. So if the person only ate a kazayas, the god only ate a kazayas, so then the katan is a mechuyav v'davar to be motzi him. Right? If he ate a kazayas or a kadeh sviya midrabbanan, the katan is mechuyav v'chazamazan, he can be motzi a mechuyav v'davar midrabbanan. But if the other person ate a kadeh sviya and he's chayav min haTorah, the katan can't be motzi him. Because the katan can never reach a chiyav daraisa. So the din of Yatza Motzi can't apply to a katan. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos to try to figure out the Gemara and Daf Mem Ches and Brachas. Rashi is difficult because it's not clear how he fits in with Daf Chav, but that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Yes? Oh, so what you have to say, you see clearly that the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is, do we say that the katan is mechuyav v'davar b'chlal? Is the chiyuv of chinuch only on the parents to train the child? Or do we say midrabban and chazal put a chiyuv on the katan too? Now everyone says there's a chiyuv on the parent to train the child. There's no question about that. Right? Tosus agrees with that. But Tosus takes it one step further. He says there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv on the father, on the parents, to be margil the child, to get him used to the mitzvahs. But chazal also made the child a mechuyav b'davar as well. An extra point according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the child is not a mechuyav v'davar. It's only a chiyav on the parent. And that's not just Rashi and Brachas. Rashi and Sukkah says the same thing if you read it carefully. Right? Rashi on Asugya. Midrabanan, she'ezkiku lahargil es hakotan lemitzvah shuroi lo kadeh she'e mechunach v'rogel lemitzvahs. What's the chiyav of chinuch? Rashi says it's not a chiyav on the child. Chiyav on the parent. Exclusively a chiyuv on the parent to be margal the child of mitzvahs. Tosis and Brachas will disagree and say, no, it's tzvei din. There's certainly a chiyuv on the father, on the parents to be margal the child, but Chazal made the child a mechuyuv bedover as well. That's the chiddush of Tosis and Brachas. Comes the stipler and says, based on Tosis and Brachas, we can answer the Tosis Yishonim. Kiveg is kasha against the Tosis Yishonim. But Emes, if you look at the Gemara, our Gemara is really menduyuk like Tosis in Brachas, right? That the child is a mechuyav b'davar. Where do we see that from our Gemara? Help me. Where do we see from our Gemara that the Chachamim made the child mechuyav b'davar based on chinuch? Yes, Zach. Midrabanan hu de mechayv. Who's that who? Who's the who going on? Hilni. Pashur pshat is it's going on the katan himself. That midrabanan the katan is mechuyav. Mitam chinuch. So the Tosis is not so shver. It could be meduik and asugi even. Comes the stipler and says that's the Tosis Yishonim's point that she was mechanech lemitzvah. Mechanech lemitzvah means that even if we'll say that the woman, that the mother is taken not mechuyav in the chinuch of the child, but the child does have a mitzvah, he's a mechuyav b'davar. Midin chinuch, midrabanan, right? So maybe that's what Hilni was doing. She didn't really have a chiyuv to be mechanech the child. That's the father's chiyuv. But since the child is a mechuyav b'davar, she felt she wanted to help the child. Not midin chinuch. She wanted to help the child be mekayim his chiyuv, the rabbanan. That's le mitzvah ba'alma. Not a mitzvah ba'alma stam in inyan. No, a mitzvah the rabbanan. But not her mitzvah the rabbanan. The child's mitzvah the rabbanan. That's what the Tosfos Yishonim was saying. So it's not difficult from Asugya. Asugya Taka is saying, yeah, midrabanan is a chiyuv, but whose chiyuv is that? It's not the chiyuv of the mother, it's a chiyuv of the child. But the Gemara is saying, Tosfos Yishonim is saying, maybe Hilni was so sensitive that l'mitzvah ba'alma, she was sensitive about their mitzvah, the mitzvah of the child, and that's why she wanted to be mechanech them. Right? That's why she would be mechanech them. The Gemara asks, oh, maybe they were all ktanim? The Gemara says, no, it's Yefsha that there wasn't one who was Eino Tzarech Le'ima. He had a chiyuv midrabanan mitam chinuch. Aye, but you'll tell me that she wouldn't care about that? Right? That Hilni wouldn't care about that chiyuv because it's not her chiyuv? Right? You might think that she didn't care about the chiyuv because it's not her chiyuv. Kamash malan, kamasel, lo asa, ela pirachamim. No! She's concerned about every chiyuv midrabanan. Her chiyuv or anyone else's chiyuv. She would try her best to ensure that anyone who has a chiyuv derabbanan would be able to be otzei their chiyuv. So that could be the Gemara. That could be what the Gemara is saying, that really Hilni was not mechuyavus in chinuch. Maybe a mother tak is not mechuyav in the chinuch of a child. But according to Tosfos and Brachos, you could say that the child has a chiyuv midrabbanan midin chinuch. And Hilni was sensitive lemitzvah ba'alma to be mechanech then, not chinuch in the classical sense, right? To be mechanech then, not because of her chiyuv of chinuch, but she wanted to train them so that they'll be able to be mechayim their own chiyuv midrabbanan. Their chiyuv of chinuch that Chazal put on them. So based on Tosfos and Brachos, we can answer the Tosfos Yishonim that the Gemara here is not necessarily assuming that there's a chiyuv of chinuch for the mother. Maybe Taka the mother doesn't have a chiyuv of chinuch, but Hilni was only sensitive to the chiyuv that the children had. Yes.
Is Rebbe suggesting that is the mitzvah of Alma with Tosfos Yishonim?
Yes. No, that's the mitzvah of Alma. The mitzvah of Alma is the mitzvah of the child, not the mitzvah of Hilni. And that's the whole point, that he is taka mechuyev midrabbanan, but Hilni was not mechuyev. So you would think that if it's not her chiyev, maybe she wouldn't be concerned about that chiyev. Kamash v'la, no, she did everything al pi chachamim. So if there would be any kind of chiyev midrabbanan, then she'd be sensitive to this, even though it's not her own chiyev. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief information.